Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Falun Dafa Practitioners Clarify the Facts Under All Conditions.
China Fahui. Falun Dafa Practitioners Clarify the Facts Under All Conditions. Greetings, Great Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I learned how to use cell phones to spread the facts about Falun Dafa, and have been sending multimedia, text, and voice messages for truth clarification daily. I always keep the mission in mind, offering salvation to sentient beings. During the heat of summer or the cold of winter, I always go out with my cell phone. I send more than 100 messages on a good day, and have sent more than 10,000 messages this past year. Keeping sentient beings in mind at every moment. I have a set time every afternoon to leave home and send voice messages. I do this on my way to see fellow practitioners. I take long bus rides in order to extend the time for sending messages. Sometimes I ride the bus to the terminal, get off to distribute printed materials about Falun Gong, then get back on the bus to continue with phone messages. Despite the weather, I always think I must continue. Many sentient beings are waiting for these messages. I was on a very crowded bus one winter day and started sending voice messages. A couple of the people who picked up my calls cursed at me. The bus ride was pretty rough as we were traveling on a snow-covered road, and I was unsteady on my feet with a large bag of truth clarification calendars. I couldn't even turn off my cell phone. I ended up hearing all their curse words, but I wasn't disturbed. I knew that the old forces were attempting to stop me from saving people. I started sending righteous thoughts to the people on the calls. They then stopped cursing, and most continued listening. After this incident, no one has since cursed me during calls, though some weren't very nice. I remained calm and eliminated the bad influences on their minds with righteous thoughts. As soon as they picked up their phone, they had a chance to learn the truth about Falun Dafa. During a certain period of time, I heard from fellow practitioners that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, had directed the telecommunications company to block group multimedia messages related to Falun Dafa. I told practitioners not to give up, and that we should continue every day and send righteous thoughts to eliminate the interference. Stopping would be the equivalent of recognizing their arrangements. I sincerely denied this arrangement and believed strongly that the evil factors didn't deserve to interfere with us. My text message reached fellow practitioners successfully. I used 4 different calling cards at 4 different times during the day. Hundreds of messages reached their destinations in a day. I made truth clarification phone calls with another cell phone during the intervals between messages to make the best use of my time and maintain the highest concentration. Each day, I start making voice calls soon after I leave the Fa study site. I take truth clarification brochures, CDs, and labels with me whenever I go out, so that I can distribute them at every opportunity. Whenever I felt like taking a break, especially on hot summer days, my second thought was, no, it wasn't that hot, and it was urgent to offer salvation to sentient beings. Should high temperatures stop such an urgent matter? I went out immediately to send messages and help people quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Most people were grateful, some wanted to thank me with food, and others reminded me to remain alert concerning safety issues. Many were quite thankful, and this was great encouragement. I value every minute of the day. Once I get busy with true clarification, I hardly have time for meals, which are usually very simple because I don't want to waste time cooking. It bothers me when I see fellow practitioners wasting time on their attachments to various sentiments. Every moment is precious to offer salvation to sentient beings. Offering salvation to employees of public security, procuratorial organizations, and courts. I often cry when reading persecution cases. I used to feel hatred towards the persecutors for their inhuman crimes against innocent Falun Gong practitioners. Remembering my own persecution experiences, I thought that the persecutors were beyond salvation. However, Master's teaching made me reconsider. He said, quote, "Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring. Righteous thoughts can save the people in this world." Unquote. The Fa rectifies the cosmos from Hongyan 2. Putting my prejudice behind, I began searching for the phone numbers of perpetrators online and sent them truth clarification messages. A fellow practitioner sent me more than 100 numbers and mailing addresses of his local law-related government offices last December, asking me to work with them to eliminate a brainwashing center. I immediately sent truth clarification letters to the mailing addresses and entered the phone numbers into my cell phone. The second day, I sent more than 100 multimedia messages and started calling their phones. One woman who answered my call refused to listen and made some rather unpleasant comments. I also heard a man swearing in the background. I was making calls in a freezing cold building stairway that day. The cold wind and their negative attitude made it difficult for me to continue. With just the thought of offering salvation to sentient beings, I held my phone in both hands and murmured into it, "I am a Falun Dafa practitioner. I would like to offer you salvation from the bottom of my heart. Please pick up your phone." Tears streamed down my face. I dialed a number and said, "Hurry, pick up." A second later, someone picked up my call and listened. The following 40 phone calls were all answered. On my way back home, I couldn't help crying. It was so hard to offer salvation to people. I was freezing while making the calls, but they answered my sincerity with swear words. I eventually stopped crying after thinking about practitioners who were still imprisoned. I had to hurry and make the persecutors aware of the facts about Falun Gong. I sent a thought with pure compassion. I wish for sentient beings to be saved. I made another 40 calls, this time with better results. I started running a fever as soon as I got home and looked inward for my own faults. Why did the people involved in the persecution curse at me? Was it because I hated them? Yes, I hated them for persecuting my fellow practitioners and hated them for swearing. I looked down on them. In the meantime, I found my own fear. I was nervous when calling them. Even though I stopped hating them, the old forces took advantage of my loophole and made me have a fever. I then sent righteous thoughts to eliminate the interference and persecution by the old forces. The next day, when I continued to send messages and made phone calls, my fever was gone. Fellow practitioners risked their safety to expose the information and photographs of the brainwashing center. I was encouraged by their bravery and selflessness. I was bathed in boundless compassion and determined to make calls with this compassion. Due to our joint efforts, the brainwashing center was closed within half a month. Spreading the facts about Falun Dafa in the countryside. The major portion of our truth clarification materials were distributed in the city. Almost everyone in the city has read some truth-related materials, but many people living in the countryside haven't had the opportunity to learn the facts about Falun Gong. We rode bikes in the fall to the remote countryside in order to distribute materials to farmers harvesting the fields. The roads were usually bumpy and dusty, and sometimes we had to find a way to cross ditches. Sometimes we fell off our bikes, but we were happy to offer salvation to the people in remote locations. I made 1,000 laminated calendars at the end of last year. I gave fellow practitioners over 100 of them and distributed the rest in suburban areas. I always sent righteous thoughts before I left in the evening. I distributed them door to door and noted the areas covered and would continue from there the next time. With Master's protection, my trips always went smoothly. On one trip, I distributed calendars to a distant village. The temperature was well below freezing, and the snow-covered road was slippery. As soon as I entered the village, three dogs rushed at me, barking. I was so scared that I stood still. I whispered to the dogs, "I'm here to save sentient beings. Don't block my way. Go back." At that moment, the dog's owner came out and took the dogs back to his yard. Soon after I started distributing calendars, my hands started to hurt. My face was covered with frost and tears due to the cold. I wished that I could go back home. I looked around for a warmer place, but every door was shut. I asked myself what I should do. I thought, I have come a long way to this village. How can I give up because I'm cold? I must offer salvation to sentient beings. I'm not afraid of the cold, and I'm not cold. A divine being shouldn't feel cold. In a second, a warm flush ran through my body. I knew it was a blessing from Compassionate Master. I was so encouraged that I finished distributing all the calendars. Master told us to seize the time to save sentient beings. I won't fall short of Master's expectations. The heat of summer and the cold of winter are no obstacle for me. My only thought is to save sentient beings with pure compassion. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.